fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. His faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The story of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations. And nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Hurry, big fellow. Hail, Silver.
The kid was tall and lanky with a lazy grace and deliberate manner which suggested a tremendous reserve of energy. Sheriff Johnny Lester was considerably impressed by the fit appearance of the young man. A stranger in Grand Crossing.
You see, your name's Kirby?
That's right, Sheriff. My friends mostly call me Kid.
Yeah, you ain't much more than a button at that.
23.
I reckon that's old enough. Big enough. Kid, this here's my deputy, Ranch Fuller.
Howdy, Fuller.
You figure on staying in these parts for a spell?
No. Matter of fact, I won't be here but a very short while.
Mm-hmm. You said you wanted to see me and Ranch, Kid. What's on your mind?
Well, I'll tell you, Sheriff. It's like this.
Well, hello, Lucy. What brings you down here this time of day?
Hello, Dad. Hello, Rance. I didn't mean to interrupt.
That's all right. Mr. Kirby, I'd like to have you meet my daughter. Lucy, this is Kid Kirby.
How do you do, Mr. Kirby?
Miss Lucy, I'm happy to know you.
I thought there must be a stranger in here.
How'd you figure that?
Your horse, the black gelding outside. He is your horse, isn't he?
Why, yes.
We don't often see that kind of horse flesh around here. He certainly is a beautiful animal. What's his name?
That horse has more of a title than a name, Miss Lucy. His full name is El Diablo de Noche, which means Devil of the Night. I got him from a Mex Caballero down on the border.
My goodness.
You was about to say what you wanted to see me and Rance about, Kirby.
Yes, you see.
What in thunder's going on out there? Come on, Rance. It sounds like cover.
Hold everything. Help with your hands, both of you.
Why, Mr. Kirby.
What's the idea of pulling a gun in here?
That's what I wanted to see about, Sheriff.
Well, I'll be... You got me and Ranch down here while the bank's being held up, that it?
Not the bank. The Wells Fargo office. Turn around, both of you, and keep your hands up.
You sure don't look like the polecat breed, Kirby.
Who's to show? You can't tell a skunk by his stripes.
I'll take your hardware. Here. You'll find your guns in this desk drawer. And the keys to your desk in the next room. Adios, gentlemen. Miss Lucy.
Don't speak to me, you snake.
I was just going to say, I hope we'll meet again.
I hope I have a gun when we do.
Better be careful, Miss Lucy. Sometimes a gun is dangerous.
With all this scheme and tricks. Lucy, where'd you throw them keys?
Here they are. Hurry.
Hurry. What in police do you think I'm doing?
Oh, here, let me have those keys. You can't even find the keyhole.
Imagine the nerve of that cuss. Sitting here chilling with us while it's Pard stick up the express office.
Here, take your guns and let's keep going.
Dad, be careful.
We would have to leave our horses down to livery at a time like this.
You'll never catch that varmint. Not in a horse race, Sheriff.
Sheriff, come quick. They stuck up the Wells Fargo office.
You don't say. What in tarnation do you think I'm running for, you blooming idiot? Hey, you men, get your horses. We're riding after them hombres right now.
Racing out of the excited town of Grand Crossing, Kid Kirby guided the magnificent black horse across the mesa, then swerved sharply northward into the foothills, where he soon overtook the fleeing outlaws.
Slow up, boy. Steady now.
Here's the kid, boys. Right up here. Ho, ho, ho,
ho. Any trouble with the law, kid?
Did you ever argue with a six-gun looking into your brisket? No, Trigger. He just stood hitched while you rode away. Plumb peaceful.
What happened when you rode away?
Huh? This old black horse of mine was gone before they knew what happened. Oh, those fellas in town all figured I was some brave hombre chasing you, Jaspers.
You're a pretty cool customer, kid.
Yeah? Let's get that strong box open.
Let me get at that.
Yeah, you're just making a mess out of it. Stand back.
Yeah.
Yeah, now open it up and we'll split the dinero right here.
Hey, it's full of rocks. Why have all that dirty, low-down tricks?
That's the third time this has happened.
Yeah. Before it ever happens again, I'm going to find out why. And how, and who's behind it.
I'm getting mighty sick and tired sticking my neck out for empty cash boxes.
All right, now you're just crying over spilled milk. Bring it up here, and we'll meet tomorrow night. Kid, you and me ride together.
Let's go, Trigger. That posse ain't far behind.
Get up there, come on.
Next morning, as the blazing sun climbed slowly into the eastern sky, three riders reined in their horses at the edge of the rocky trail overlooking Skeleton Canyon. For a long moment, they sat motionless, staring at the majestic splendor of the sunrise. Then the trio wheeled their horses, and following the rim rock trail, rode slowly down into the valley. In the lead, astride the great white stallion, Silver, rode the Lone Ranger. And close behind were his constant companions, Tonto and Dan Reed.
Gee, I don't think I'll ever see anything prettier than the sunrise.
Yes, that's the kind of beauty that gets into a man's heart and stays there, Dan.
It sure is.
Sunrise. That work of great one in sky.
You're right, Tonto. It, well, sort of signifies a new start for every living thing in the world.
Soon now, sun be plenty hot. Horses need...
What's wrong, Tonto?
Look. Poster on tree.
Let's take a look at that.
You never.
Steady, Silver. Easy. It's a reward notice.
Yeah, for a man named Kirby. Kid Kirby, it says.
That look like boy, not man.
$5,000 reward for information leading to the arrest and conviction of Kid Kirby.
Why, him not look like outlaw.
So, the kid broke his promise.
What's that, sir?
Look closely at that picture, Tonto. Anything familiar about that face?
No, Tonto, not... Oh, Kimasabi. That boy, him son of Marshal Kirby.
Yes, the same. The same Kid Kirby we met in Wyoming.
Gee, you mean you and Tonto know this outlaw?
Yes, Dan. Only he wasn't an outlaw when we knew him. Kid Kirby was one of the finest young fellows you'd ever want to meet.
Golly, look what it says here about him. Kirby's dangerous and very fast with a gun.
I was noticing that especially. Tonto?
Maybe us to blame,
Maybe.
Oh, but golly, how could you be to blame?
Dan, I gave Kid Kirby the first gun he ever owned. I taught him everything he knows about a six-gun.
Jiminy, no wonder they say he's fast.
Todd and I knew his father well. Jim Kirby was one of the finest men that ever lived.
And him fine marshal, too.
Yes, one of the early frontier's greatest lawmen.
Oh, golly, whatever do you suppose made the kid turn into an outlaw?
Yes. might have been something that happened about 4 years ago up in Wyoming. I remember it was his 19th birthday. Tonto and I were visiting the ranch where he and his father lived.
Hello, kid. Where's your dad?
Hello there, masked man. Hello, Tonto.
How?
Dad isn't here, sir.
Mind if we wait for him?
Mind? Gosh, no. Matter of fact, I know Dad would be disappointed if you didn't wait for him.
Thanks, Teddy. Hey, here, big fella.
Every time I see that stallion, I... Someday I'm going to have a horse like that.
If you do find one like Silver, you'll never know a better friend. Oh, kid, I brought you something today.
Me?
Yes, birthday present. Remember what I promised you on your 19th birthday?
The young fella be plenty surprised.
No. Did you? Honest, did you remember?
Man doesn't break a promise if he can help it. Look in that saddlebag on the near side, kid.
Gee, if it's what I think it is, Albert, it is. Gee, you did remember, didn't you?
Yes.
It's wonderful. And my very own.
You're a man, kid. And that gun can be either wonderful or terrible. That's going to be up to you. If you regard it as your father regards his gun, it will always be an instrument on the side of law and order. It may save your life and many other lives. If you don't, it may be a terrible thing and cause much suffering.
Thanks, Masked Man. I promise you I'll remember. Can I shoot it now?
Yes. Here's a box of cartridges. All right. Let's load the gun. Now, for your first target, suppose you try hitting that tin can over there.
All right. Watch.
Missed. Here, grip the butt of your gun this way. Here, like this. See?
Mm-hmm.
Now, try again. Oh, you missed again. Now, listen, kid. Don't pull the trigger. Squeeze it.
All right. Let me try it again.
Bullseye. Good shot. Now, suppose we try a real target. See that iron poker hanging on that corral post?
Yeah. Oh, but golly.
I want you to practice until you can hit that kind of a target 4 out of 5 times.
Chimney crickets. There ain't nobody can shoot that good.
Watch. Now, see how I grip my gun? Now watch how loosely I hold it. Like this.
Holy jumping Jupiter.
Practice until you can do that.
Kemosabe, look. Horse coming.
Whoever that rider is, he's badly hurt.
Hey, it's Dad's horse. Dad!
Come on, Tonto.
Oh, boy, steady. Ooh. Tonto, let me get him out of the saddle. He's been shot.
Me help.
Kid. Kid. Where's Kid?
Easy now. Kid, saddle up and ride for the duck. No. Wait.
What? What's the matter?
It's too late for a doctor, kid. Your father's dead.
No. No, no. Dad.
Gee. And now Kid Kirby's an outlaw.
When his father died, the boy had no one to guide him. For a while, he drifted around to different jobs. Then he disappeared. I've never heard of him since, till this day.
What you'll do now?
Kemosabe, this poster says the kid is an outlaw. Perhaps I'll have to find him and teach him another lesson with a 6-gun.
Curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. We'll be right back. to continue our story. Trigger Dean merited the nickname he wore, a man feared by outlaws and despised by honest men. Trigger had several notches on the butt of his guns, grim evidence that the man had proved his lightning speed on the draw. The men in Trigger Dean's gang often compared his ability with that of Kid Kirby, some contending that the Kid was just as fast with a gun as the Chief.
If it ever come to a showdown between the Kid and Trigger...
I got one that says the Kid can shade the boss on the draw.
You better keep that kind of talk under your bonnet, Lefty. Trigger and the Kid's been getting mighty thick lately, and they wouldn't like it.
Maybe Trigger's afraid of Kirby, huh?
Ah, don't be talking foolish. You know as well as I do, the boss ain't afraid of nothing that walks or crawls.
You ever see the King Sling Lad? Well, he don't walk, he don't crawl neither, but I never seen nobody move.
Here comes Trigger now.
Any of you seen Shorty or Leif or Tommy?
Oh, they ain't come back from town yet.
Sure takes them Jaspers long enough to do an errand.
Hey, Trigger, you don't reckon anybody'd recognize them, do you?
Not unless they go getting careless and making a lot of loose talk. All they had to do is...
Here comes Shorty, riding alone.
Yeah, and he's sure cutting the breeze. Them thick-headed fools slipped up in that job. I'll take care of them proper.
Now, Trigger! They got Leif and Tommy.
What?
Yeah, and they almost got me.
Wait a minute. Who got him? Where? How?
The sheriff. They've got into a fight with some hombre, and Tommy pitched in to help him out.
Why, the confounded idiots.
And they made a break for the horses, but the sheriff and his deputy nailed them both.
Myers, Dixie, you settle up.
Right away, boss.
What you going to do, boss?
We're going in to get them fools out of jail.
You mean bust them out?
No. There's a better way. A much better way.
Shortly after the departure of Trigger Dean and his two henchmen, Kid Kirby appeared at the outlaw camp and was told of the latest developments.
Believe me, Trigger was sure riled up some.
Yeah, I imagine he was, all right. How long you been riding for him, Lefty?
Me? Too long, I reckon. 6 or 7 years. Ever since he started out back in Wyoming.
Wyoming, eh? Always wondered where he came from. Law pretty tough up there?
No tougher than any other place. Say, you ever been up in that country, Kid?
I've been in a lot of places. Why?
Funny. I was just wondering.
Wondering what, Lefty?
Nothing.
Was you wondering, maybe, if I knew a United States Marshal up in Wyoming named Jim Kirby?
Hey, now, listen, Kid.
I can let the hammer down on this gun without exploding a cartridge. It'll take some straight talk to make me do it.
Well, so help me. I wasn't in on that. I didn't even...
All I want to know is who killed Marshal Jim Kirby.
No, wait, listen to reason, Kid.
Either you or this gun is going to talk, Lefty. It's up to you to decide which.
Immediately upon learning that the son of his old friend, Marshal Jim Kirby, was wanted by the law, the Lone Ranger dispatched Dan Reed to Grand Crossing with a message for Sheriff Johnny Lester. A short time later, a masked man and Tonto were on the trail, heading for town. Approaching the outskirts of Grand Crossing, the two riders reined their horses to a walk.
Easy, big man. Easy. Seems to be some excitement in town, Tonto.
Ah, plenty people. Street crowded.
I wonder if Dan got my message to Sheriff Lester.
Hey, yonder comes the Lone Ranger now.
Howdy, masked man. I was sure surprised when the Chief gave me a note.
Hello, Sheriff. Glad to see you again. It's quite a while since Tonto and I rode into Grand Crossing. What's all the excitement about?
That ornery side went to Kirby. You know what that drama's done?
Are you getting ready to ride after Kid Kirby?
Yes, him and all his sneaking partners. And for once, we're going to deal out justice from the nearest cottonwood when we catch him.
Yeah, with my permission.
Now, just a minute. What's happened?
Well, me and Rance happened to catch two of that bunch snooping around town yesterday.
We nailed them Jaspers quick, believe me.
We found out the gang that's been operating in these parts is headed by Trigger Dean. Ever hear of him?
Yes, I've heard of Dean. But you're not going to tolerate lynch law, are you, Sheriff?
Yes, man, I'm ready to tolerate anything.
You see, mister, after we locked up them two hoodlums from Dean's gang, Dean come back to town.
Yes?
And kidnapped Lucy Lester. Now you understand?
Wait. How do you know?
Here's the note they left up the house.
Says for you to turn Dean's men out of jail and Lucy will be returned unharmed.
All I want is a chance to gun whip that Kirby fella and trigger Dean. Come on, you men, we're riding.
Wait. What about your daughter, Sheriff? Are you going to turn Dean's men out of jail?
Not by a jugful, I ain't.
Don't worry. Dean won't dare do any harm to Lucy. That crook's a big bluffer, if you ask me.
Yeah. Now, listen to me. You're making a big mistake. I've crossed Trigger Dean's trail before, and I know that he doesn't bluff.
Yeah? What are you driving at?
Turn those men loose. Let them go. Tonto can follow their trail, and we can round up the whole bunch.
Now, hold on a minute. I think the Lone Ranger's talking sense. By the way, mister, I sure want to thank you for the warning you sent me.
What warning?
Oh, I forgot. You don't know who I am. Well, I'm the manager of the Wells Fargo Express office here. That note you sent saved us better than $10,000.
Do you have that note with you now?
I think so. Yep, here it is. See? You sure saved my bacon, mister.
Hide your money and don't resist holdup. Urgent. Signed, the Lone Ranger.
Yeah, and it wasn't 10 minutes after you tossed that note into my office that the bandits got there. But I had the strong box full of rocks by then.
Yes, I think I see now. Sheriff, you've got to let those men out of jail.
Oh, no! Sorry, Mass Man, it can't be done.
It can and you will, if you value your daughter's life.
No.
Well, then I have another plan. Come with me, Sheriff.
What are you thinking to do?
Come on, we're going over to the jail. I'll tell you about it on the way.
Hey, Leif, here comes the sheriff.
And a fellow wearing a mask. He's got a gun on this sheriff. Maybe he's going to spring us out of here.
The Lone Ranger.
All right, Sheriff. Get busy and open that cell door.
You'll regret this, Mass Man.
You're the Lone Ranger, ain't you? Hey, did Trigger send you to get us out of here?
Don't be funny, you rat. I'm getting you out of here for the mob outside.
The mob? Sorry.
Yes, that's right. You skunks deserve a bang-up lynching party.
No, no, you can't do it. We got to have a fair trial. You can't take us out of here.
Oh, no? Open that door, Sheriff. Come on. It's a rope necktie for you killers.
No. No, wait. We'll do anything you say, but don't let that mob get us.
All right, you've got one chance. Where is Trigger Dean's hideout?
Well, what do you want to know that for?
Don't ask foolish questions. Where is it?
Keep your mouth shut, Tommy.
No, no, I ain't going to let that mob get me. I'll tell you where it is.
Shut up, you squealing rat.
It's north of town, an hour's ride. At the far end of Skeleton Cave.
Why, you dirty yellow squealer! Oh, good.
All right, Sheriff. Lock the door and let them settle it between themselves.
Done that muddy slick, mister. Come on, let's get the boys in red.
You crazy fool. The trick's on the flat line. I'll wring your neck.
Come on, Tonto. Dan, you ride in the rear.
All right, get your horses. We're riding for Skeleton Canyon.
All right, man.
Get it, Dan. Well, Silver.
Come up, come.
Like a thundering wave of vengeance, the sheriff's posse, headed by the Lone Ranger and Tonto, stormed out of Grand Crossing. The masked man and his Indian companion, however, soon outdistanced the other riders and were far in the lead when their horses raced into Skeleton Canyon. Suddenly, the Lone Ranger signaled for a halt.
Hold Silver, save it. Tonto, listen.
That gunfire. Shooting come from back of that ridge.
Yes, we'll have to ride all the way out of the canyon to get there.
Kimasabi, look.
That's one of the outlaws making a break.
Wait. That not outlaw. That girl riding black horse.
A girl? That must be Lucy Lester. She must have gotten away from Trigger Dean's bunch. Let that horse run, will you? Tonto, that horse is a runaway. She's trying to stop him.
Girl be hurt pretty bad if horse falls.
Wait here and help the posse. I've got to catch that runaway before that girl is killed. Come on, Silver. You've got a race to run. Faster, boy. Faster. I am Silver. Boy!
Thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver echoed across the plains. Ahead, Lucy Lester clung to the saddle as the black gelding raced at breakneck speed down the canyon and out across the valley. Slowly but surely, the great white stallion came closer, and the black horse, hearing the challenge, stretched closer to the ground and ran faster than he'd ever ran before.
Come on, Silver! Faster, boy, faster! Catch him, Silver! Closer now, let me get that bridle. Now, got him! Oh, Silver, oh, boy, oh! Oh, Silver's teddy boy! Are you all right, Miss Lester?
Yes, thank you. Who are you? That man?
I'm your friend. Tell me what happened.
Oh, it was awful. Those men, they killed Kirby.
Kirby? But he was
when those outlaws rode into camp with me, Kid Kirby went kind of crazy. He accused Trigger Dean of killing his father, and then they shot it out.
So, it all begins to make sense.
Oh, Kirby killed him, and then the others jumped on the kid. He made me take his horse and ride for help. I couldn't handle the black. He ran away with me.
Come on, Lucy. Your dad is up there now with a posse. There's nothing to be afraid of anymore. Come on, Silver.
Lucy! Oh, thank heaven you're safe.
Thank the masked man, Dad. That black would have broken my neck. Dad, is he...
Kirby, he's dead, Lucy.
Oh, no.
He sure took a parcel of those things with him.
We've got the rest of the bunch hog-tied good and proper.
He died fighting those crooks.
Yes, Lucy. The kid lived the same way. Look here, what I found pinned inside the kid's pocket.
A badge? A United States Marshal's badge?
Don't hardly seem possible, does it?
The kid lived for two things, Sheriff. To find the man that killed his father, and to fight outlaws. He did both here today.
There's still some things I can't figure out.
It was a kid who warned the Wells Fargo Express office, using my name. And he held you up while the gang robbed the place and got a box full of stones for their trouble. He wanted to establish himself as an outlaw. Now we know why.
But that badge...
Kid Kirby's father was Jim Kirby, one of the greatest frontier marshals that ever lived.
Well, now, what do you know about that? Ranch, you and the boys get started for town and lock up what's left of those coyotes. I reckon I don't rightly know how to go about thanking the Lone Ranger for all the help he's given us, but...
You'd better thank him fast if you're going to, Sheriff.
Why?
Adios,
Lone Ranger. And thanks a heap.
Just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.